This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former President Trump's impeachment trial will begin next week. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer broke the news.
The articles will be delivered to the Senate on Monday.
And that will launch former President Trump's impeachment trial on a charge of inciting the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building that led to five deaths.
A trial will be held in the United States Senate, and there will be a vote on whether to convict the president.
The schedule ahead is still uncertain, but we've learned the former President Trump is now assembling his defense team. Members of his past legal teams have indicated they do not plan to work on this case. I'm Rita Foley.
The Senate has confirmed President Biden's second cabinet member, Lloyd Austin, as Secretary of Defense. AP's Jennifer King reports.
The Senate vote was overwhelming to confirm Lloyd Austin, a West Point graduate, as the nation's first black Secretary of Defense.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
Austin retired in 2016 after rising through the ranks during 41 years in the U.S. Army. He was the first black general to head U.S. Central Command. He received a waiver from the House and Senate from a ban on military officers serving as Secretary of Defense within 7 years of retirement. Austin pledged to senators to address white supremacy and violent extremism in the ranks of the military and said he embraces the president's focus on fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Jennifer King, Washington.
Hank Aaron, who endured racist threats with stoic dignity during his pursuit of Babe Ruth's home run record, and then gracefully left his mark as one of baseball's greatest all-around players, died Friday. He was 86. The Atlanta Braves, Aaron's longtime team, said he died peacefully in his sleep. No cause was given. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.